Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I thought I'd wear my JDM sweatshirt. Praise God. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Glory to God. What a blessing of the Lord. I love that holiday. And if you're watching this overseas or wherever you live in another nation, you don't have a Thanksgiving time, do it. Call some friends, get together and have a nice little meal. Don't have to be fancy. It can be if you want, whatever. And just give God thanks and for friendship and for what God has done in your life. I want to talk today about, and I'm feeling real good about being thankful, about a grateful heart. And I'm going to ask you the question, do you have a grateful heart? In other words, when people, they don't have to do anything, you know, but they just want to be a blessing to you. Just a smile. They don't have to smile at you. But do you feel grateful about it? And do you return the smile? Think about that. You don't have to know each other. Because sometimes people are going through and a smile is sometimes the greatest gift you can give anybody that day because they're going through such terrible pressures in life. Let me read you a wonderful verse. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Giving thanks to God and the Father by him. That name of Jesus is such a blessing. Everything bows at the name of Jesus. And guess what we have? We've been given the power of eternity, power of attorney to use that name for eternity. I like that. Even though I made a little bit. Yeah, it's such a blessing to have that power. Here's another wonderful verse in the Old Testament. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Every day above ground is a good day. Think about it like that. Just, I don't have much. You have everything. You have Christ in you, the hope of glory if you're born again. And all the stuff that you're talking that you don't have, well, you'll have it all, but it's all going to get old. It's all going to decay. But the day is coming when a house will never get old. Your mansion in heaven will never get old, will not get mildew on it. You won't have to paint it. Think about it. You won't grow old. Nothing. Zero. But until that time, paint your house. You know, do what you got to do to keep it looking good. Be grateful. Hallelujah that you have a roof over your head. Be grateful that you have friends. Be grateful that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son. That's what I'm talking about. So do you have a grateful heart? I know I do. Not bragging about that. I do. I mean, because this ministry, I could not do it without our faithful financial partners who bless us all the time. It helps us. That's a grateful heart. I pray for them every day, not because they send us money, because they understand the value of a soul. You know, I wish we could go out there and it was all free. I really do. But it's not. Television time is very expensive. All kinds of all the kind of equipment you need to do what you need to do. When you're shooting through satellites, you've got to have phenomenal cameras. I mean, you got to have at least 4K or what do you call 8K. And all, even though some of that stuff is not, you used to buy it because nobody's filming in it. Is that right, Caleb? How to use that? But it's, you know what? It's a blessing. Wish it was cheap, but it's not. But that's okay. We're going to get this glorious gospel out the best way we can. We even make T-shirts. Or sweatshirts. Ain't that something? Praise the Lord. I kind of like this thing. Praise God. Faith that fact. Have a grateful heart. Hallelujah. And if you see somebody sad, walk up to them and say, can I do something for you? I'll tell you what happened. The other day, you ever heard of Frost Top? It's like a burger place or something. We just stopped that one the other day. Yeah, you know, boy, it took me back in time when I was a kid. You know, I don't think you see those too much anymore. And they got those mugs that they freeze real strong in a refrigerator, and then you fill them up with root beer or something like that. And I thought, good Lord, Kathy wanted to eat it. So we tried. And this man turned around and said, hello, Reverend Duplantis. And I turned around. Him and his wife were having a burger or something. I didn't know him. Never seen him before. So we finished eating. The Lord said, buy his meal. I said, what? He said, buy his meal. So we finished eating. We walked up and I said, can I buy your meal? And I think I gave him $60. He said, well, it's not that much. Yeah, it is to me. I want to be a blessing. It was such a blessing to see. He had a grateful heart. Yeah, he could buy his own meal, paid for it. That's not the issue. But it was just such a blessing to be a blessing. And that's what I mean. So bless somebody today and have a grateful heart and watch God bless people, change people. Faith that fact. And God will always honor you spiritually, physically, financially. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.